Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
So right out of college, I wanted to work in sports. I had an internship for the at the Marquette Athletic Department. I interned for the Milwaukee Bucks. I wanted to work for a professional sports team. I wrote every professional sports team I could. Like, every team got no jobs. But ended up getting a job in Milwaukee County. It was adjacent to the Brewers. And, you know, found my way into the sports profession. But if you want to do this the easy way, tomorrow at Lambeau Field, there's a walk-in job fair from 4 to 6 p.m., a wide variety of positions available for job seekers that want to be a part of the football experience, seasonal Packers game day roles and guest services and security. On-site interviews will be conducted at the job fair tomorrow at Lambeau, which will be held at the Atrium Eateries, Lambeau Field A. And the Lambeau Field Lot 4 is where you want to park, right adjacent to Oneida Street there. So applications will be taken on the spot. You got to be 16 years old for the guest services positions and security positions. A lot of different job opportunities at Lambeau. You never know where it might lead. So, like everyone, they're looking to make sure they're filling all the roles as we head into the busy holiday season and for the rest of the big football season up at Lambeau. So, all the information, additional information you want on the job fair is at packers.com/employment. Second up, how's your streaming budget looking these days? I just added $9.99 a month to the Sherman family budget, Rich. I had to watch the Marquette game last week, so I had to subscribe to Hulu. I'll probably cancel it, but that seems to be a big trend. Now, streaming is kind of just like cable, but everyone's bundling. You know, Netflix, the streaming giant, said Tuesday that its ad-supported tier now reaches 70 million users around the globe, compared with 40 million back in May. And the growth trajectory obviously is huge, but more people are subscribing to Netflix for a month or two, canceling for a month or two, and then jumping back in and kind of waiting for that deal to happen. But Netflix isn't doing as much bundling as the other services, but the other services are seeing this and partnering and finding ways to consolidate and give one price point to get multiple services. Also interesting, Netflix kind of diving back into the live sports game. You don't have to have an additional fee, but on Friday you can watch Mike Tyson and Jake Paul in kind of a high-profile publicity stunt, a little boxing match on Netflix. So they're getting into the live sports game, kind of an old-fashioned cable model right there. Like, hey,
pay-per-view.
I don't want to miss this pay-per-view event. I'm already a customer. So I think you're going to see a whole lot more of these type of events on Netflix and all services. Americans with a streaming subscription are spending an average of $61 a month now for four services, and that's an increase of an increase from $48 just a year ago. All right. Well, whatever you're streaming this weekend, enjoy it.